Hi! I think I finished my tour, and I have to say, I love the way this place is set up. You really make sure all the lost animal guys and girls have everything they need. No. I mean, yes, I'm sure I'm going to adopt, but I still haven't decided which one. It's been way harder than I expected. They're all so lovely. Wait. Why is that one all alone in the corner? I didn't notice him before. He doesn't want to be adopted? Oh, I see. I'm sorry he had to go through that. But can I maybe talk to him? Even if it doesn't work, I don't think trying would hurt. Thank you. Hello. How are you doing? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I promise you don't need to move back. I won't get close if you don't want me to. See? I'll just sit right here. I can sit here, right? You really don't seem like you want to speak. That's fine. Though you can nod. I've had some patients like that before. I can make it work. Hmm? Did that strike your curiosity? Yes, I'm a doctor. Well, my patients are all humans, but you guys aren't that different from us, really. You're just way cuter. Oh, was that inappropriate to say? I'm so sorry. I think I'm being one of those annoying ladies that makes you want to hide in the first place. I can leave you alone if you want me to. No? Good. Does that mean you're not scared of me? You are. So you're afraid of me, but you don't want me to leave. You're an intriguing young man, for sure. Or young cat? Young catman? I'm not sure about the terminology, and... Oh, my God. I should probably shut up. Can I get a bit closer? I won't touch you without your permission, I promise. Thanks. Hey, I totally understand you being afraid of humans, after what your last owner did. But not all humans are bad. Some of us only want to live our lives, give affection to who we care about, and be happy, just like animal people do. You know, when I said I wanted to talk to you, they told me I should use protective gear because you get aggressive with your claws when you're too scared. But I'm only wearing a dress, right? That's because, well, I believe that if you want to trust me, I should show that I trust you first. Aw, you have such a lovely smile. Will you let me hug you? I won't hurt you, I promise. I just want to comfort you. See? I told you not all humans are bad. And I'm loving these little noises you make when you start relaxing. Yes. Everything will be fine. I'm here for you. And I'll take care of you, okay? Here. You can rest your head on my shoulder. Good. Just like that. Your hair is so soft. And your skin, too. I still wish I could do more for you, though. This place is excellent for an adoption center, but nothing's better than having a home and a warm bed just for you. I mean, can you look up into my eyes, please? I don't want you to feel pressured in any way. If you'd rather stay here, that's totally fine. Still, why don't you come home with me? Oh, I didn't expect you to start speaking now. You have a very nice voice, Did you know that? But no. Of course, I don't care that you have bruises and scars. Or that you're a bit older than the other pets. It's the opposite, really. I want to help you heal. Why? I mean, do I need to have a reason? I don't know. When I came closer and looked into your eyes, they looked like you needed someone to care for you. And you deserve to have that. Everyone does. You'll come? Really? I'm so glad. Then, just wait here until I finish all the paperwork, all right? It might take a while, but I promise I'm not going anywhere. Good boy. Here we are. I hope you enjoy your new home. It's pretty modest, but I have no husband, children, or anything, so I think there's enough space for us. It's just you and me now. Are you hungry, by the way? Thirsty? No? I can cook a little later on. Come here. I'm going to show you our room. I mean, I wish I had one just for you, but I didn't plan things this far ahead. I hope that's okay, and I swear I don't snore. Yeah. Adopting an animal boy wasn't always on my plans, but since I moved here for a new job, I've been feeling a little lonely. And I love hugging, cuddling, and taking care of people, so I think everything fits well together. Anyway, this is the room. I'm pretty sure I can fit a second bed in here if I move things around a bit. No, I'm not going to leave you sleeping on the floor. Hey, you're not a bother. Don't worry. You prefer sleeping on the rug? Well, if that's what you want, it's all yours. Sorry, I'm still getting used to some of your quirks. They're all adorable, though. Hey, did I make you embarrassed? You're shaking. Oh, God, I forgot I left the AC on the I want to be a human popsicle temperature. I'm so used to it, I didn't even realize it. There. I turned it up a bit. It'll still take a while to get warmer, though. So I have an idea. How about this? I'll sit on the floor, and why don't you turn around and sit right here between my legs and let me keep you warm? Exactly like that. Just melt into me and let me take care of everything. Feeling warmer, kitty cat? Aww. Now you're actually embarrassed. Sorry. Is it okay for me to call you that? Just tell me if anything's bothering you or if you want me to stop, all right? I really love this. You're all soft and cozy. Can I maybe rub your ears? They look so fluffy, I can't resist. Like this? Do you like it? You're purring even more now. I'll take that as a yes. Come closer. Rest your head on my chest. You don't need to be shy with me. I think I have some very soft bits, too. When you start feeling more comfortable, you become the cuddliest thing in the world. Did you know that? Such a good boy. Hey, what happened? Why are you moving away? Did I hurt you? Oh, I see now. Your ears and tail are getting all spiky. That means you're in heat, right? No, you don't need to apologize. You might be a cute cat boy, but you're also a grown man. I know it's hard to contain your instincts. Even humans have a hard time with it. Yes. Yes, it's totally fine, I promise. I'm even a little flattered, to be honest. Well, there's one thing I should probably show you. Just a second. Can I sit next to you again? Look, while we were in the cab, I was taking a look at this book they gave me to help me take care of you. And I remember it had something about... Oh, here. Chapter 5, Section 14. Adult Pets. For adopters of an adult animal boy or girl, some extra measures shall be taken during their care. Leaving a mature pet with their sexual needs unchecked might cause damage to their long-term health and well-being, especially during their heat. If your animal person is of age 18 or older, you must make sure their sexual needs are properly met, either by yourself or by hiring a professional. If I really make you feel these things, I wouldn't mind helping you myself. I mean, I'm single. It's my duty to make sure you're happy, and being honest here, I think you're very handsome too. But only if you want me to. I can definitely hire someone more appropriate if you don't, or if you just think it's weird to do this with me. Oh, you do honestly think I'm attractive? No, that's not bad. Of course not. I'm just not very used to being desired, I guess. I'm always so busy, I can forget that people can even see me that way. Anyway, I'm talking too much, sorry. I'm just a bit nervous. Is it okay if I start slow? Good. I think I can start by, taking your shirt off, maybe? You have such a gorgeous body. Do you mind if I touch it a bit? Of course I like it. I love every bit of it. Your arms, your chest. You're so soft, but so firm as well. Are you? Someone really started losing their shame, apparently. No. I'm not asking you to stop. Now, let me hold you close and... I have to admit, I really miss doing this. You know, I can start taking my clothes off too. This way we can feel more comfortable with each other. You're just gonna have to make sure you keep me warm. I'm just gonna take this dress off. And bra, and here they are. Do you like them? You can touch them. Don't be afraid. It feels a little different, being touched by paws. But I love it. They're so warm. Yes, keep kissing me. And touching me. You're doing great, pet. You really are. You're my good boy. And my boy is finally starting to show his wild side. You can squeeze him a little, yeah. I'm gonna sit on your lap, okay? You're so hard. I can feel it. Oh, God. This is getting hard to resist. Oh, I wonder what happens if I do this. Oh, my guess was right. Your ears get very sensitive when you're excited. You like this, don't you, baby? I bet you love it when I grind on you, too. Oh, yeah. You're even breathing in my ear now. Wait. What are you... Did you just pounce on top of me? No, don't apologize. You don't need to apologize for anything. If you really want me that much, I'm all yours, pet. I'll even spread my legs for you. See? Just come. Come and take me. Oh my god, you just ripped my panties off. See how wet I am? There's only one thing left to do now. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you're inside me. Oh, and it feels so good. Yes, yes. Oh, God. Oh, I've missed this so much. It's been a while. I think it might be a little tight, but don't stop, all right? Keep going. Yes, yes. Oh, deeper, deeper. Oh, I want to wrap my legs around you. And you can start moving. Oh, fuck. You're stronger than you look. Yes. No. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Show me how fierce you can be, baby. Oh, it's going to be bad for you if you try to repress your instincts. As I said, I was going to take care of you, remember? I can take it. Yes. Oh, go as wild as you want to. I am your mate tonight, my cat boy. Come on. Kiss me again, please. I hope I'm making you feel good. So good, it's hard to hold back. Is that true? Please don't hold back then. Be a good boy and let it go inside of your owner. Oh, I can barely hold back either. Look, my whole body is squirming. If I say it's a command, will you do it? Yes, I order you to come inside me. Come inside of your owner, please. Yes, fuck me, fuck me, fuck. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, God, yes, yes. Ah, ah, ah. Good boy. You're such a good boy. I'm so full now. Did you like it? I'm glad. Oh, I definitely did. No, don't climb off me yet. I feel very safe like this. Yeah, just lie on top of me. That's okay. Let me stroke your hair and your ears again. Look, I know I might have said some things in the heat of the moment, but I don't want you to see me as your owner, okay? Yeah, I know that's usually how the relationship between animal people and humans work, but I don't want you to think that I own you, or that you're forced to be here. I only want you to be here because you want to be. Oh? So you want to take care of me too, huh? What about this? You can be my loyal companion, protector of the house. How does that sound? And you can still be my pet, and my good boy when you want to be. I'll spoil you a lot, and that won't change. Good boy. Then tomorrow, when I get back from work, we'll start taking care of your bruises. I promise. I'll do my best to help with the scars, too. You don't need to thank me. I said I want you to be happy, didn't I? But if you really want to, some cuddling wouldn't be a terrible way to do it. Yeah. We can hold each other just like this. You know, sleeping on the rug doesn't sound that bad now.